A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Saturday of the 18th week in ordinary time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17, verses 14 through 20.
A man came up to Jesus and went down on his knees before him. Lord, he said, take pity on my son. He is a lunatic and in a wretched state. He is always falling into the fire or into the water. I took him to your disciples, and they were unable to cure him. Faithless and perverse generation, Jesus said in reply, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And when Jesus rebuked it, the devil came out of the boy, who was cured from that moment. Then the disciples came privately to Jesus. Why were we unable to cast it out? They asked. He answered, because you have little faith. I tell you solemnly, if your faith were the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible for you.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. A man came up to Jesus and went down on his knees before him. Lord, he said, take pity on my son. He is a lunatic and in a wretched state. He is always falling into the fire or into the water. I took him to your disciples, and they were unable to cure him. Faithless and perverse generation, Jesus said in reply, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And when Jesus rebuked it, the devil came out of the boy, who was cured from that moment. Then the disciples came privately to Jesus. Why were we unable to cast it out? They asked. He answered, because you have little faith. I tell you solemnly, if your faith were the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible for you.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. A man came up to Jesus and went down on his knees before him. "Lord," he said, "take pity on my son. He is a lunatic and in a wretched state. He is always falling into the fire or into the water. I took him to your disciples, and they were unable to cure him." "Faithless and perverse generation," Jesus said in reply, "how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And when Jesus rebuked it, the devil came out of the boy, who was cured from that moment. Then the disciples came privately to Jesus. "Why were we unable to cast it out?" they asked. He answered, "Because you have little faith. I tell you solemnly, if your faith were the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible for you."
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.